time for us to begin to get a detailed teaching of this of Gerald's army. And since we've entered into the New Jerusalem, we now have the promise given to us and hath been accepted that all the mysteries of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ is now ours. This means that all the things spoken of in the Old Testament by the prophets that have been fulfilled through our Lord Jesus Christ now is to be revealed and tied together into the New Testament, into a way of life so that we can live in it. Isaiah the 26th chapter, verse 21. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her bloods, and no more shall cover her slain. We see here another revealing of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Mother, the Holy Ghost. Even though he comes out of his place, out of heaven, stretched forth and clothed upon the earth to punish the wicked of the earth, his love causes him to disclose her bloods and to uncover her slain righteous down through the ages for the benefit of his people. I lay judgment to the lion, saith the Lord, but I render mercy, deliverance, and love unto the obedient. But I render judgment and wrath unto the disobedient, saith the Lord. And listen to a mystery, yet not a mystery to you, for ye are of my obedience. But a mystery unto the wicked, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth by the sword shall die by the sword. How shall the righteous judgments of the Lord God be rendered? A principle, the Lord saith, that in this age righteous blood shall judge unrighteous blood, saith the Lord. Righteous flesh shall judge unrighteous flesh. Yea, righteous blood and righteous flesh shall slay unrighteous blood and unrighteous flesh. A principle of God for the kingdom age. Ooh. When the soldiers slashed open the side of Jesus as he hung on the cross and spilled his blood and water of his flesh on the ground, our Father hit blood and water quickly with his sobs by the Holy Ghost. And he said, I make a promise to the wicked of the earth. I promise those of religion and war by Satan that have spilled the innocent blood and body of my Son onto the ground, that I will leave the blood and water of my Son and earth crying out in judgment. And I have added to it all the righteous blood and righteous water of the bodies of my saints of the Old Testament. And I will leave it there as a cornerstone or as a plumb line of my judgment. Then each time the innocent of my people are persecuted and caused to suffer, I will let the witness of their suffering, blood and their body, join the blood and body of my Son. And I will let it begin to cry out in the earth. And each time one of my people are martyred, I will cause the witness of the whole blood and the whole body of their life to add it to the blood and water of my Son. Each time false shepherds deceive one of my people and lead them into bondage to their false religious teaching of Satan, then I will let the blood and water of the travail of their religious bondage be added to the blood and water of my Son and all the righteous in earth. Each time a false shepherd gets one of my little babies and takes them to their false sprinkling or christening basin, I will cause that little innocent baby's blood and body to join the blood and water of my innocent Son in the earth. And it'll begin to cry out, the blood in the body of my Son and all the righteous. Each time the false shepherd, the false beast church, traps one of my innocent people in Sunday school, Bible class, or beginner's class, I will cause that innocent blood of my people to join my sea of blood. Being a just God, and I cannot deny my nature of justness, I must let iniquity come to its fullness. I will build me a sea of blood of righteous, persecuted blood of my people to the height of a horse's bridle. And then I will declare it's enough, because it reaches the heights of the hearts of the false prophets. I will build me rivers and fountains of water of the righteous, persecuted, suffering flesh of my people, and let them spring up all over the earth into that sea of blood, until they reach the same height. And then I will declare it is enough. And from the midst, from the persecuted sea of blood, in the midst, the rivers and fountains of waters of their suffering flesh, shall rise the cries of their suffering in bondage, shall rise to the seat of Satan, prince of the power of the air, seated in his throne below the outer court of heaven. As the mist of the innocent blood and flesh covers his throne, then I will declare it is enough. I will let the false light of religious doctrines and falseness of men's religious teaching shine in all the earth, until it replaces the true light of my truth and darkens the world, where each church has only a form of godliness, but denying the true power of the Lord thy God. Then I will declare it enough. It is full. Thus I have done, saith the Lord. I have now declared it is enough. And I have now, as demonstrated to you through my servant, struck Satan from his seat. And now the heavens have opened, a time of great blessing, and a time of great purity, and a time of great deliverance for my obedient people, but a time of judgment for my enemies. Who will judge, saith the Lord? I will judge. And I'll tell you now of my judgments. What will the fate of the righteous and the obedient be in that sea of blood and sea of pure water, and the air filled with the sufferings of crime? What will be the fate of the unrighteous and wicked in this time of my great blessing upon my people? And how will the separation come, saith the Lord? I have now struck the sea of blood with the seventh suffering of fire of my son Jesus, and every living thing in it hath died. And my obedient people that have entered into my new Jerusalem hath now been given the knowledge of this sea of blood in which they do walk and live daily. And my blood, in which every living thing hath died, does and shall, as Joel's army, crawl by the Holy Ghost all inside of their bloodstream continually, and shall continually eat up every living thing of Satan and sin that has attacked their blood. Yea, even as they lie upon their beds, my blood, in which every living thing hath died, shall eat up their weakness, shall eat up their tiredness, shall eat up their diseases, and shall eat up all workings of death. And they shall feel the flutterings of the Holy Ghost as the flutterings of wings of locusts moving all through their blood. And they shall arise in the morning and shall know my promise. They shall know that, yea, the dew of Zion hath visited them. Surely the dew of Zion hath covered your body. And surely the drippings of the honey from my promised land has sweetened thy body. Ooh. And surely the thankful shall say, thou shalt surely say, blessed be the Lord God of the morning, my Lord Jesus and my Father, and my Mother the Holy Ghost, heavenly Jerusalem, hath been sent down among my people, among thy people. And further, I have struck the sea of pure water, of the flesh of my Son, and of all the waters of the righteous down through the ages, with the wormwood of the seventh suffering of my son Jesus. And every living thing hath died in that sea. And now the pure water does crawl by the Holy Ghost all through your flesh, and hath eaten up every disease and every weakness, every sin, every lust. Every living thing of Satan hath died in your flesh, and hath now been set up a continual eating of glory, as Joel's army of locusts crawls and flutters all through your flesh. Surely, saith the Lord, in this thy day shall my people say, the soothing balm of Gilead is continually visiting, ooh, my flesh. Surely the juice of my Lord from the promised land have now become the juice of my flesh. And surely the ointment of God hath now wiped out all flies that were in the ointment as it moves and flutters through me. Also, I have now struck the air filled with the righteous cryings and sufferings of my Son Jesus and the cryings of all the suffering of the righteous of mine down through the ages. And even the air you breathe is now, by the Holy Ghost, is now the air in which every living thing hath died and does crawl all in your nose, all in your mouth, all in your lungs, all in your heart, and all inside of your body, and hath set up a continual quickening of Joel's army of locusts, the locusts of glory, as every work of Satan hath been and is eaten up. Every deadly thing is eaten up because every living thing hath died. Surely they shall say in that day, the air of heaven is sweet unto my soul, and yea, my body does rejoice in the wind of heaven. And yea, they shall fill their lungs with my love, the love of my Son. And in the green pastures of heaven, they shall live and breathe and rest. Surely they shall say, I do now lie down in green pastures, and now has the air of my mother, the Holy Ghost, fill my whole being. Surely and blessed is the Holy Jerusalem, which is sent down from heaven. Blessed is the light of my Lord God, shining continually through me. But who shall be counted as the righteous and under the blessings of the Lord? And who shall be counted as the wicked, saith the Lord? I have set my plumb line of judgment, my line of separation, through my prophet Zechariah, whose righteous flesh and righteous blood has now also joined the sea of blood and the sea of pure water, having suffered under the heel of Satan, and having been slain for his stand in obedience to me. And his cries of suffering hath now joined the air in which thou dost breathe. But yea, I spoke to him, and through him, that all those that come not up to the Feast of Tabernacles, their blood shall dry up in their body, and death shall take them, and pain shall be their reward. And surely those that come not up to keep the Feast of the Tabernacles, their flesh shall shrivel and be as charcoal before me. And their tongue shall cleave to the roof of their mouth, and their eyes shall be eaten away in their sockets, and their breath shall become a thing of bitterness instead of sweetness. And I do speak unto you now. This is fulfilled in your ears. The cries of the suffering of my servant which I have caused to cry in suffering for years for you, has now joined and is one with the cries of sufferings of all the righteous in the air. In the travail of his body, of my servant's body, that has travailed for you over many long years, not only for you, but for all whosoever will of the world, has now joined and been made one with a pure sea of pure water. And the travail and the weepings of the blood of my servant, whom I have caused to suffer many times ignorantly, most times ignorantly, over the past years for you, has now been joined and made one with that sea of blood. And yea, those that follow him not, and let him not lead them into the new Jerusalem, shall be counted as the wicked. Those that despise the teachings of my servant, yea, not his teachings, but my teachings that have been worked out by much suffering, shall be counted as the wicked. They that walk after their own way shall be counted as the wicked. But yea, they that walk in obedience shall be counted as the righteous. For yea, I have set him, my servant, as a plumb line in the earth to lead you unto those things of the fullness of the blessings of the Lord thy God. If thou wilt shut thy ears to all naggings of other voices of mine enemy Satan in your mind, and will shut your ears to all the other naggings of voices through disobedient people, you shall rest in the blessings of the Lord. But if not, you shall be counted as the wicked. For this is the age of the Lord thy God, when I have declared that righteous blood shall judge unrighteous blood, and righteous flesh shall judge unrighteous flesh. And righteous cries in the air shall judge unrighteous crying. It shall be no more that unrighteousness shall slay righteous, the righteous. It shall be no more that the way of the flesh of unrighteous Cain shall prevail over the righteous, obedient flesh and blood of Abel. For I have changed the age, and it is now I, the Lord God, that doth judge you, and doth set in your midst a plumb line of my judgment, even my servant, obedient and faithful unto me. So yea, follow thou him, saith the Lord God.
Thank you. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion. And with him, 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Thank you. that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. Clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high. And had 12 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
Stood in a tower of glass above the earth, filled with people and the men of war angels of our God, all lying around in peace and rest, waiting for the next step in the order of our Lord Jesus and our Father. And as I walked among them, one walked with me, yet was clothed upon me and one with me in the spirit. And I was puzzled greatly and wondered in my heart, that something was getting ready to happen. And I looked and saw another tower glass rising to the south and the west, like a glass hotel, but no one was in it. Then I heard a small, gentle voice speak. Here they come. And a quivering of joy and ecstasy moved, filled the whole glass tower.
So at this heavenly city.
And I looked and I began to see people in small groups, large groups, individuals begin to float and swim in the air towards the tower of glass. Then I looked, and following them was a whole multitude of people rising from the earth and were swimming and floating with seemingly no effort. Children, fat men, fat women, some swam on their side, some swam on their back, some on their stomach, but all floated upward towards the glass tower, towards me, looking. Ooh. Some would swim a while and float a while. And I said, surely some of them will fall and will sink back into the earth. But none fell. All swam and swam. And I wondered in my heart why no one fell. And the small voice with me said, this is the season and the time. And I saw some swim up to the tower and look through the glass before me. And I saw some of you, many of you. And some swam by the tower. And I began to fear. And I said, where are those going? Voice spoke, they'll enter the gates on the other side of the city. Ooh. And a small voice spoke and said, look in the scriptures. And the voice then turned into glory. And I looked. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 28. The voice spoke, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Wheresoever the heavenly sacrifice is revealed, there will the eagles of righteous souls be gathered together by the winds of the Holy Ghost, swimming in the sea of blood and the sea of pure water, floating upon the winds of heaven, moving their hands and feet in actions of faith, but not their actions of faith, but the faith of Christ that liveth in them.
Heavenly city, heavenly city, heavenly city.
Now is the time of the gathering of the eagles, of the hungry righteous souls in the earth, into our new Jerusalem. And now is the time of the teachings of the tapes, to start others to swimming and floating in the winds of heaven into the holy city, the glass tower that, even though it seemed high above the earth, actually it was right down on the earth.
Out from his throne,
the glass tower of the new Jerusalem, the mother of us all, and the mother of all obedient righteous souls in the earth. Now, in preparation for this, we'll search out the last hidden enemy in our flesh, called the waters of self-efforts. It moves in our mind, in our heart, in our body. And now shall it disappear, because Joel's army hath eaten it up, and doth eat in gentle love all over ye. So now we will let this music play, and we'll close our eyes, and we'll let the waters, the pure waters of Joel's army, eat at our self-efforts until we feel ourselves rise. Yet though our body be still here, we shall feel our spiritual body rise and float. As you feel it, your body begin to float, then feel that small voice of grace inside of you get stronger and stronger. You feel it, don't you, Brother Ron?
Covers the city of my father.
Even Brother Joe feels it.
The great sea of glory that touches my soul. My father says, look and see. The righteous blood of all my people. Surely it has come to pass that to the horse's mouth it has come. And no farther shall it go.
Let your spiritual arms and your spiritual legs inside of you move. Yet let your natural arms stay still. Spiritual legs, spiritual feet, let them begin to swim. Let your natural arms and your natural hands and your natural feet and your natural legs begin to move and follow the movings of your spiritual arms and your spiritual hands and your spiritual legs and feet. Now let them begin to move gently. Floating, feel that voice of grace renew on the inside of you, knowing that they float shall then be filled. Fulfill the scripture, they that wait upon the Lord floating shall renew their strength. Then they shall mount up as wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let those times of floating be a time of letting that voice of grace come alive inside you. Then begin to move back into your swimming. Swim a little while and float a little while. Swim a little while and float a little while.
A fire burns around my heart and doth light my soul afire, and doth shoot through me the glory of my Father.
Jerusalem, I see thee before my eyes. Thy structure is pure, righteous and clear to me. Holy city Jerusalem, sent down from above, here now I abide. Gates are pure gold, so fine. As I enter the gate, lost I become, swallowed up in the heart of my Father. Caresses her chicks. So doth this heavenly city of my mother caress me and keep me in its boundaries. Set before me an endless sea of black, lighted with the fire of my God. As my feet touch the glass, struck by fire I dance, I dance, lost in the whirlwind of love, round the sea of glass I dance. I'm led to the throne of my heart, O great and mighty Father. He says, look above, see the sacrifice of love I have for you. See the Lamb crucified and slain, hanging before me. His eyes do burn with love, burn all through my soul. His tears do flow down, pure as crystal. his tears fall down upon me. Like crystal, they shatter over my whole body. And the cutting of his love does move all through me and renew me. Heavenly city, heavenly city, heavenly city of my Father. Great sea of blood covers the city of my Father. A great sea of blood that touches my soul. My Father says, look and see. The righteous blood of all my people. Surely it has come to pass that to the horse's mouth it has come.